Okay. This is a pretty serious topic we're about to dive into.
The holiday party.
The company holiday party.
The company holiday
this
party.
This is like a, that's a whole different kind of holiday
party.
Yeah,
it is. Party. It's a different level.
So I think there's a lot of things we need to discuss because this can either be the best day, a normal day, or the worst day of your year. Would you agree with that statement?
Yeah. I mean, it, obviously it depends on your company and how big it is. I mean, I've worked at companies big and small, and when I worked for Atlantic Records in New York City, it was a pretty, like, we had a few hundred employees.
Right.
So, like, you, it was, like, the one time that people were interacting with people that they might not interact with on a daily basis.
Was that awkward or fun?
It was fun, but it was also, like, I mean, she will remain nameless, but there was one employee that every year you could kind of count on her, like, just embarrassing herself.
Because she would just get too drunk or like
get too drunk and she would like basically be like having sex with someone from the mailroom on the dance floor.
Oh, wow.
And then she would end up sleeping with them. Yeah.
Why would she never learn? What was the deal with the holiday party?
I don't think she gave a shit.
Oh, wow.
I just, you know, it's, and unless you're fired for it, I mean.
True.
Why not do it again next year?
Well, that's kind of the thing. It's like nothing's going to probably happen to your job. Probably. But you are laying some groundwork if you're that person for, you know, you're laying some groundwork for some like iffy situations.
I mean, you're definitely going to like be water cooler talk. You know, people are going to the next day, like every time you walk into a room, people just stop talking. You know, you're like, wait, here she comes.
Like, I don't want to be that person.
No.
And if I am that person, I'm going to go ahead and make fun of myself.
Oh, right. Right. Yeah. You got to lead. You have to get out in front of it.
Text real early. You're right. This morning. But there's some people like, and especially if you work in kind of a conservative corporate environment, like I would not want my boss to be seeing me drunk or something, you know?
Yeah. I mean, in the entertainment industry, I guess it's a little bit different because right. There's so many instances where we're drinking around our coworkers. So the holiday
party is
like
a common theme in our world.
But what's different, well, it's not always that different, but is the spouse or your plus one. Mm. You know, that's where things can get a little hairy. Like if someone's like husband or wife or boyfriend or girlfriend, they're the one that gets really drunk. That's when it's like a problem.
This is actually a really funny thing you bring up because so many of the people that I work with are on the road constantly, you know? So like when they come to the holiday parties, they have been traveling all year. And so it'll be like their wives or their spouses time to go wild. Like you said, because they don't get to get out that much because they're the ones staying at home.
Right.
And there was one year at my Dirk's Christmas party that one of the wives, she was like on fire. But can I tell you something? She's still my favorite wife. I mean, she was so fun. So it wasn't anything to be embarrassed about.
Right.
But what if you were like the wife that like threw up at the holiday party or something? Could you? Because you never get to go out.
Right.
And you don't know how to handle your alcohol.
It's amazing.
I also feel like another thing that happened at our Dirk's Christmas party is these get rowdy now that I'm thinking about it. We have people that usually when we're on the road and like some of us are drinking or whatever, they're working.
They're working.
So yeah, they don't get to ever let loose. And I don't know. So one year, one of my friends had a little too much. She's usually like a one beer a night kind of person. You know what I mean? She just doesn't really drink. And so she had a little too much and had to be carried out by the tour manager.
Oh my
kicking and
God.
Screaming. She was supposed to drive home the next day for like Christmas. Didn't make it. Like I had to wait till the next day. She was hurting so bad. I mean, I know exactly who we can call for this. I've had a personal experience with this situation. Thank God it wasn't me.
Who was it?
Well, I'm not going to say names. Oh. Anonymous?
Anonymous. Anonymous friend. Drunk friend?
Yeah, let's have her tell her story.
Here. Okay.
Kelly.
You know what I was just thinking about?
What?
Do you know what I was just thinking about?
What?
That time you got so drunk at the Christmas party.
I mean, it was a time.
It was a time. I was trying to tell Chip about it. Can you tell him the story that happened?
I arrived. I'll remember very vaguely there was some shots of Don Julio 1942.
That's how you started your night?
No. I mean, I started the night with the good old classic Bud Lights. That's not where it ended.
Right.
It ended with the Don Julia.
I feel like, if I remember correctly, you also had some red wine.
Yep. I do remember some red wine.
And then next thing you know, you were getting loud. And then,
yeah, I was trying to order a second round of Don Julio.
Oh, so you wanted more?
Yeah.
What is that about when you get
a second round and everybody was like, "No, I think we're good." I think a couple other people have gotten like kind of cut off from the bar at this point. So I wasn't the only one.
You weren't alone.
No, but I tried to order that, but everybody was like, "No, I think Kelsey's pretty sauced up," and I ended up, I mean, I don't remember any of it, but yeah, I got carried out.
I remember.
Where
that.
Was it?
Bar Taco.
On the patio under a heat lamp. I remember sitting
on the patio, and it all goes dark at a certain point. It all just goes dark. Like, I don't remember getting carried out. Quite the first Christmas party extravaganza.
That was your first Christmas party?
I mean, first real one. Yeah,
okay. I remember you being picked up because they called you an Uber, and they were like, "Hey, your Uber's here." And you were like, "No, I'm not going." And they were like,
"I was very combative."
Yeah, you were so combative that when you got picked up, you were kicking your legs. You were kicking your legs, saying, "I'm not going. I'm not going."
I don't go down without a fight. I mean, I still had some drinking left in me.
You wanted another round of Don Julio.
I think I gave a certain someone the finger behind their back. Also,
I think that certain someone is your boss.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know about you, but like, if I were an Uber driver, that's exactly the type of person I want to be picking up, like someone who's like on someone's shoulder kicking and screaming.
Zero recollection. My roommate said I got home and I like all she heard was me ping ponging up the stairwell. Oh, just like
I was telling Chip, I think she was supposed to go home the next day and didn't make her drive.
Oh no, I did, but
oh wow, impressive.
I had to get in the car with two other people and drive to New York, 14-hour drive.
Oh.
And I've never been so hungover in my entire life. And we left, thankfully, like later in the day, but I got in the back seat and I was like, "Guys, I cannot drive until tomorrow morning because I'm pretty sure I'm still drunk."
were you driving straight through the night?
Yeah. I think we left Nashville at like 5 and we drove until the next day. I was like, "No. I'll see you guys in the morning."
Oh my God. I'm like hurting just thinking about that. Well,
it was rough. And then I've been behaved every Christmas party since.
Actually, the last Christmas party found you a little boring because of this.
I know. Everybody thinks I'm boring now.
You're like, "I'm not doing
like,
that again."
Remember that one Christmas party when you really just like went all out? It's like, yeah, I do remember it.
Well, I have to tell, did you have a question for her?
I was going to say, you need to like throw him for a loop this year and just get fucking wild.
I mean, I heard it's at Bar Taco this
year.
Uh-oh.
So,
I think there's some Don Julio that's calling our names.
Well, I do have to tell you that Chip and I are doing a podcast right now on what not to do at a Christmas party. So I was like,
amazing.
I know exactly who I need to call.
What not to do. Do not follow any of this advice, or just do it because everybody just thinks you're great anyway.
I feel like if you drink beer, drink red wine, and drink tequila, that's just a recipe for disaster. So
I mean, it's not a myth. If you mix, it's gonna go downhill.
What's the saying? Liquor before beer, you're in the clear. Beer before liquor, never sicker.
Yeah, but I don't even drink liquor. I'm a beer gal.
I know. That's what I tried to tell him. I was like, she's usually like a one beer kind of girl. Oh, yeah. Like, it's not.
The minute I hit liquor, it goes downtown pretty quick.
Game over.
Case in point.
Getting carried out of the bar, kicking and screaming. Well, thank you so much for this knowledge. I think you've taught our listeners a lot.
Thank you for having me.
What not to do. We can always count on
you. I'll never
let
it down. Never. Never.
3 years later, we're still talking about it.
It'd be great.
All right. Happy holidays.
Right. Love you guys.
Love you. Bye. Bye. Those are the kind of things that can happen, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's generally the drinks are like the bar's open. Okay. You're having fun. Usually it's the end of the year, so I mean, it always is the end of the year.
That's a good, yeah. Usually.
I'm so smart. It's the end of the year, so people are like unwinding, and right. They, you know, sometimes they just take it a little bit too far. I'm trying to think if I've ever done anything really embarrassing at the holiday party. I missed one at my current company. This will be my fourth.
Yeah.
And I've missed one, and I'm going to unfortunately miss this year's too.
At least you can't make an ass of yourself.
Right.
Yeah. You're off the hook this year.
Yeah.
I found an article that says they have like etiquette mistakes.
Oh no.
Guess what the number one thing is.
Drinking too much?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's pretty obvious, but it's still like the most common mistake. They say this is probably the most common mistake that some employees and managers make during the year-end holiday celebration. While many organizations are still offering a full bar, others have begun limiting how much alcohol will be served at the event. Regardless of the company's decision, every employee should take responsibility for their own consumption. Their tips are to limit your drinking to a maximum of 2.
Boring.
Avoid mixing drinks. Drink coffee, tea, soft drinks, and water. Sounds like a lame
sounds like the
party.
Worst holiday party ever. I don't want to go to that party.
I'll just have a tea.
I mean, one tactic, and I think a lot of people use this generally, is like go have a drink, then a glass, like a soda water, then a drink, then a soda
alternate.
Water. Yeah, you alternate. It keeps you hydrated. It keeps you hydrated,
soda
too.
Soda water doesn't hydrate you, by the way. That's a common misconception. But
why doesn't it? Just because it has bubbles?
It's not a hydrating water. I wish that I could explain it right now. I just
I'm
know
have
that to
Google
to be
that.
A fact. I know it to be a fact. They also say excessive eating, but I mean, I don't really think
is that a bad thing? Or
yeah, they say like don't... People who attend events understand that food and beverage will be part of the experience, but it's important to be considerate of how others will approach you. And that includes etiquette basics such as maintaining clean hands and avoiding a mouthful of food. That's dumb.
Yeah.
Everyone, I mean, I hope you
like
would know.
Like if the food is good, I'm eating it.
Also, I would hope that people know if you work even at a company, like don't talk to people with your mouth full.
Right. It's like, what, you don't eat at work either?
Yeah. Excessive talking. Okay. This is like, you get a little loose. You have a little bit of alcohol in your system. Your boss comes over and you're like, let's talk about that one thing.
Right. Yeah. You get a little bit too comfortable and you're like,
too comfortable.
You start talking about like the processes at work and stuff. Or like a coworker's like talking shit about a coworker. Right. Yeah, you got to be careful about that stuff.
Loose lipped.
Yeah.
I feel like you've been in those situations.
No, I mean, I just talk shit about them anyway. Or, you know, the other thing too is like you have to tell your significant other to keep their lips loose
right.
too. Because like, if you go home and you're always bitching about like one of your coworkers or something, like, and then they're at the holiday party and they're like, yeah. Oh, you're Linda. And they're like, what does that mean? You know
what
I mean?
More about.
Right.
Yeah.
What is that all about?
It's really true. Your spouse can get you in more trouble than you can.
Yep. 'Cause
you kind of know the way around like the crew at that point.
Totally.
You know?
And I feel like the spouse or significant other or whatever they are, they're more likely to get too drunk because they're not they don't know anybody. So they're a little less comfortable. So they're going to be hitting that bar and then they're going to get loose lips. And next thing you know, you've got some splaining to do.
Oh my God. Well, I'm not bringing anyone then. So they say another thing is excessive complaining. Like, yeah, that's just like talking though. Don't let yourself get too loose lips.
Yeah. And all of these issues stem from drinking too much.
I will say a friend of ours, Mary Hilliard, we talk about her a lot. She says that at the holiday party, literally a lot of the people always want to corner her and kind of give their grievances for the year.
Really?
She's like, guys, I just want to have this tequila drink and like go home. Like,
yeah.
Why are we doing this right now?
Well, and like why are they suddenly, I guess it's probably the alcohol. Like, why are they more comfortable doing it there rather than like knocking on her door during the business day and being like,
it's like, it's the end of the year. They're not going to see her for a couple weeks because the holidays. And they're like, you know, I really need to go into the next year with this off my chest kind of thing. Ugh. And I don't know that they see her as often maybe.
Right.
So, you know, I don't know. Excessive attire. This is a good one. Think about, well, no, for a woman, I feel like it is a little like, you don't want to look too skanky at your holiday party.
Right, right.
Boots, but tits out, you know?
Tits out.
No, not.
You no, I think you out. Should bring your tits to the party.
What do you wear to your holiday party?
Nothing. I show up in dick in a box.
Merry Christmas.
Well, I think it depends on who wants to play Secret Santa. I think it just depends on where the party is. Like if it's
great point. You
yeah. Made. If it's meant to be more formal, then I'll dress up a little bit more.
Fancy smancy.
Yeah. Okay. Depends on how cold it is out.
If it's at Coyote Ugly, you're going to wear.
If it's at Coyote Ugly, I'm wearing my like shit kickers and my booty shorts.
Up on that bar. Yeah. Okay. Okay. They said, be careful not to spend excessive personal time with another coworker. This is what you were saying about that girl.
Yeah. I mean, that's how rumors get started.
Bound to go. I wonder how many hookups go down after company holiday parties.
I bet a lot.
I wish we had a statistic on that.
I bet a lot.
And it's that person that like you're gonna still have to see. And then you're like, oh my God, we hooked up. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Well, and most of your coworkers probably know that it went down too.
Yeah. Cause they saw you guys leave together.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that makes me sick in my stomach to think about. Cause you like get to leave for the holidays, you know, you go home for Christmas and then all of a sudden you're like, January 1st. Damn it. I'm going to have to see Brian.
Ooh, Linda.
Oh, Susan.
Oh, sorry, Lindas of the world.
Oh my God. Yeah. I mean, these are the big two. Excessive guests. I don't really even know what that means. It says some organizations allow additional guests, but many do not. Remember that this is an officially sponsored company event. All of the planning decisions have already been carefully weighed. There are many legitimate reasons behind such decisions, like including expenses. So they're just saying like, unless you've said you're bringing someone else, maybe.
We had someone at our party last year show up with two guests.
What if you showed up with a group? Right.
Well, she brought two guests and she was kind of new.
That's ballsy. And I don't think I would bring any if I was.
It was
new.
Just like such a weird move. Like,
were they friends, boyfriends?
I think it was a boyfriend and a friend that she brought.
Did they have another holiday party after?
I don't think so.
Like in my
I
head,
just don't think she knew any like, better. I think it was her first like company party.
She's like, hey, let's make this a party.
And then I don't even know if she realized that it was weird, you know, that no one else had two guests.
Did you not tell her? You're the company.
Pick
police.
One.
Yeah.
Pick one. The other one's got to go.
You can come in. You got to go home.
Yeah. I don't think I took a guest last year.
Unless it's a person I'm dating. I'm not.
What are you just going to bring a random friend to your holiday party?
Also, like you probably know all the people in your company.
Right.
And so if they're terrible and you don't want to hang out, you don't want to bring a guest because you just want to go in and be able to get out.
Or you just don't go.
Right, but you know what? That's actually on this etiquette list, and I skipped that because I was like, nobody does that. But
like, people just skip it?
I guess, do you that?
I've never skipped it. I mean, the one time that I missed it, and this year, is because of work, so.
Well, right, so that is obviously a company-approved purpose.
Could you imagine, like, fuck it, I'm not going to the holiday party?
No, but we both like the companies we work for.
Right,
so if you hated the people, and you were just like, ugh, that's the last people I want to hang. I've been with them all year. I'm just looking forward to the break.
Right.
I don't want to hang out with them more.
But you're like, but the restaurant they're doing at is amazing.
And free booze.
Free booze. I'll go anywhere that's got free booze.
I mean, you can start your night that way and then bounce to another party.
What's that noise?
I moved in the desk. Oh. It was an earthquake.
We don't have earthquakes. It was a tornado.
Anyway, I think it's just a reminder to keep on your P's and Q's. Holiday parties, it's the holiday season. There's a lot of alcohol. There's a lot of food. A lot of excess, if you will.
And you know what? If you make a mistake, like, just own it.
I think you have to. You have to make fun of yourself, too.
Right.
I think another point that we should make that I can't believe these articles didn't, because this should be the number one thing you do, eat before you go.
Yes.
That's how I get myself in trouble with alcohol. Like, if I get to a party, I have not had any sort of base in my stomach, I literally can have one drink and I'm like, whoa, you know, because I'm like a fucking lightweight sometimes.
Right.
And if you don't eat and then you get to talking and you're not going to, the past hors d'oeuvres or whatever. I mean, that's like that little like cream puff is not going to hold me over.
Right. So, another tip is talk to your boss early in the party so you don't feel compelled to talk to your boss after you've had too much to
drink. Great point you made.
Yes.
You know what? I think our tips are better than that article.
We should maybe start a blog or something.
An etiquette blog?
A party etiquette blog.
Party etiquette. Oh, that would be, it would be fun. The party would be fun.
Well, you know what? Let's avoid typing and we'll just do a podcast or something.
I think we just did.
Okay, good.
Okay, on that note, I think we've run out of things to say on this topic. So I guess the biggest point that we can make about your holiday party is just to remember to
act casual.
Bye. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Act Casual on Velvet's Edge.
We'll be back every Friday with your Act Casual topic of the week. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast to ensure that you are the first to hear each episode.
Also, we want to hear from you. What are some things that make you want to scream act casual or just topics you think we need to discuss? Email us at actcasual@velvetsedge.com and always remember,
act casual.